With time weighing heavily upon its passengers, the carriage climbed recklessly up from the snow-swept city of Genoa. It jolted hard around a sharp twist in the narrow street. Seated in the back, Alexander Graham Bell groaned. He was still recuperating from a fever following the transatlantic voyage with his wife. To make matters worse, upon arriving in Italy 2 weeks ago, nothing had gone smoothly. At every turn, Italian authorities thwarted his plans to secure the remains of James Smithson, the man who had founded the Smithsonian Institution. To facilitate this bit of grave robbing, he had been forced to act as both spy and ambassador, doling out bribes and deceit in equal measure. It was a game for a much younger fellow, not a man in his mid-50s. The stress had taken its toll. His wife clutched his wrist. "Alec, perhaps we should ask the driver to slow down." He patted her hand. "No, Mabel, the weather is turning, and the French are breathing hotly down our necks. It's now or never." 3 days ago, just as he had secured all the proper permits, some distant French relatives of Smithson had wormed out of the woodwork to stake a claim on his body, little knowing what truly was at stake. Before this French roadblock could become entrenched, he had argued with Italian authorities that since Smithson had left the entirety of his estate to the United States, such an endowment must surely encompass his very body. He solidified his position with fistfuls of lira plied into the right hands, while at the same time categorically declaring, falsely, that President Theodore Roosevelt supported his mission. Though he had prevailed in this subterfuge, he could not count on it lasting much longer. It's indeed now or never. He placed a palm over his breast pocket where a fragment of paper was folded, its edges still charred. Mabel noted his hand.
"Do you believe it could still be there, in his grave buried with his body?"
"We have to be sure. Someone came close to destroying this secret half a century ago. We can't let the Italians finish the job." In 1829, James Smithson was buried by his nephew in a small cemetery atop a seaside promontory in Genoa. At the time, the graveyard was owned by the British, but the Italians had retained a claim to the ground beneath it. Over the past few years, a neighboring quarry had been slowly eating its way through this hill, and now the company wanted to take it all down, including the cemetery. Upon learning of the threat to the bones of the founder of the Smithsonian, the museum's board of regents had debated whether to rescue those remains before they were blasted into the sea. It was during that time that an old letter came into Alexander's possession. It was written by the Smithsonian Institution's first secretary, Joseph Henry, the man who oversaw the building of the castle and who would eventually die within its walls. "Henry was no fool," he mumbled to himself, stroking his thick beard.
"I know how much you admired him," Mabel consoled, "and valued his friendship."
He nodded. "Enough to follow his instructions to this gravesite in Italy." In the letter written the year before his death, Henry told a tale that traced back to the Civil War, when the tides were turning against the South. Henry had come upon a strange notation in one of Smithson's old diaries. He only stumbled upon it because he had been seeking additional documentation concerning Smithson's endowment, trying to discern why the man was so generous to a country he had never even visited. During that inquiry, he came across a single exception to the estate, something not bequeathed to the United States. While the man's entire mineral collection, his lifetime work, was preserved at the castle, one artifact was held back. It was an object that Smithson ordered his nephew to bury with his body upon his death. The oddity drew Henry's interest, enough for him to diligently search the man's journals and diaries. He eventually found one reference to it, to something Smithson called the Demon Crown. Smithson expressed regret at unearthing it during a trip to a salt mine near the Baltic Sea. He claimed it could freeze something horrific.
"The very hordes of hell upon this world," Alexander whispered, quoting from a page of Smithson's diary. "Do you truly believe that's possible?"
Mabel asked.
"Somebody believed it enough during the Civil War to try to burn the Smithsonian to the ground,
or so Henry had thought.